Yee-hoo! Having trouble with a living? You tired of having your home space violated? You want to get rid of them pesky living critters once and for all? Well, come on down and see me, folks, because I'm the afterlife's leading bioexorcist. Yes, sir. Come on down here, and I want to tell you, I'd do anything.
What do you think of this?
I'll scare them real bad. The point is, folks, I'm going to do anything to get your business. Hell, I'll possess myself if I gotta. Whoa! Yo, I got demons running all through me. All through me. Come on down here and see it. And hey, if you act now, you get a free demon possession with every exorcism. Now, you can't beat that, can you? And bring a little parts down here. Hell, we got plenty of snakes and lizards for them to play with. There's no problem with that at all. So, see it once. Say it twice, third time the charm, and remember, I'll eat anything you want me to eat. I'll swallow anything you want me to swallow. So come on down now. Chew on a dog. Oh! Nice fucking model.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. Bearded Brothers would like to apologize for the delay of this week's episode. All you have to do is say Bearded Brothers one more time. Bearded Brothers! What's going on, guys? Apologize that we're late. But we had some stuff to do last week, and we didn't get to record an episode, so we're recording one right now, and you're going to hear it in like an hour. I'm your host, as always, Ricky Biven, with my co-host,
Shane Reich.
And this week we have a special guest host with us.
Rena Faye London.
Yeah. This podcast is a show where we discuss movies from our childhood, pre-2000. We don't really fucking review it, but we just kind of tell you everything about the movie. So we recommend you watch the movie before you listen to the podcast, because after you don't really fucking have to. So for all the beards, non-beards, and lady beards, Rena, what movie did we watch this week?
Beetlejuice!
Yeah.
And it is about a couple of recently deceased ghosts contract the services of a bioexorcist in order to remove the obnoxious new owners of their house.
Nice. This came out in 1988?
Correct.
Nice. I remember watching this movie after watching the cartoon.
Yeah, we grew up with the cartoon.
Like this movie was... Watching it now, this movie is not for kids.
Yeah.
At fucking all.
I don't think I really watched the cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Well, the cartoon came out when we were kids.
Yeah, we were like the generation of Saturday morning cartoons, though. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It was all early 90s stuff, and you were like 2.
Yeah.
When this would have been a cartoon, and we were like 7.
Yeah. So, well, like, this movie came out a year before I was born.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the cartoon probably came out like sometime in the early 90s. I don't know. I didn't fucking look.
Yeah, I don't really know either, but
yeah.
I just remember watching the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, I watched the cartoon. I loved the cartoon. And then you watch the movie, and it's not appropriate at all. It is not fucking appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, so the movie starts off with this fucking milk toast couple, Adam and
Barbara.
Adam and Barbara, super fucking milk toast, boring as shit. He owns a hardware store. I don't think she works. He builds like a model of the fucking town and shit like that. But they gotta run down to the hardware store to get something. And shit apparently goes crazy.
Yeah, they're about to go on their vacation. They're leaving town, so they're trying to button up everything they need to do around town before they get out of town.
Yeah.
They got that real estate agent girl coming over.
Yeah, that fucking nosy bitch, like douchebag. She's like, hey, if you guys aren't gonna have a kid, maybe you should just sell this house. It's too big for two people.
Yeah,
this
should
it's too
be
much
a family house. Like, real offensive bitch.
Yeah.
From the looks and the sounds of it, I think that Barbara and, what's his name?
Adam.
I don't think they can have kids.
No. Like,
so it's a super bitch fucking
move.
Slap
in the
move.
Face.
Yeah, like later on it kind of hints a lot at her. Maybe she can't have kids or something, but they want them and they can't, so they're just kind of dealing with their lives the way they are.
Yeah.
So they run down to the hardware store and they see fucking old man douchebag sitting on the bench just fucking talking to himself. Yeah. He's like, hey, Adam, do you need a haircut before you go on that vacation of yours? And he just fucking walks in the hardware store, ignores him.
And he's like,
I had this one time, this man, he came and he had his long hair, was all the way down his back. And I was going to cut it for him. And like, he's just fucking talking to himself.
Yeah, it's like this the little small town mentality where everybody knows everybody's names.
Yeah. Everybody knows everyone's name. Then it cheers.
It's actually, it was filmed in East Corinth, Vermont.
Yeah, which is cool, because that's right next to us. It's like our neighboring state.
From us, yeah.
I've actually been by the Beetlejuice house before.
Yeah.
Because my mother grew up not that far from it. So it's kind
of
cool.
Yeah. What's fucking crazy is they film it in Vermont outside. All of the inside shit's in California. And in the movie, they call it Connecticut.
Yeah, they say it's in Connecticut. Yeah.
Why the fuck didn't they just say Vermont?
Yeah, it should have just taken place in Vermont. They filmed all the outside stuff.
Yeah, especially if they're doing the little town, in the sticks, woodsy shit. Vermont sounds more like that. Connecticut doesn't sound in the sticks to me. Connecticut sounds bigger, busier. Like, not like New York, but like the sticks version of New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird that they're going around town anyway. They get the shit they needed to get. They're on their way home. They're going by over this, like, covered bridge.
And while they're going through the town, there's this little fucking dog everywhere. You see it. No one knows whose dog this is. It's just fucking going around.
Little dog.
Yeah.
So they're going across the bridge, and the dog runs in front of the damn car.
Yeah.
So instead
of just... fucking dick dog.
Yeah, right. Instead of putting on the brakes, or instead of, you know...
They swerve on the fucking bridge.
Adam fucking grabs the wheel. He's like, dog!
Don't
he fucking grabs
dog.
The wheel and fucking turns it
yeah.
through the fucking side of the bridge.
Yeah. I'd rather create thousands of dollars of property damage, destroy our car, possibly kill us,
yeah.
than kill this yeah. stupid stray dog.
Tell you right now, if the option is live or kill a dog, well, live and kill a dog or die, killing that dog.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's a little dick dog anyway. So they're hanging out the
You're
bridge.
You're getting it so much shit. People are so, like, I can't believe you just
yeah, all
that.
These dog lovers out there, like, those bearded brothers don't like
those,
dogs.
You don't like dogs. I don't want to listen to those bearded brothers anymore. They're not dog fans at all. So the dog is standing on a board that's stopping their car from falling into the river.
Yeah,
because their car is hanging off half off the bridge, and half still on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the dog just fucking looks in, jumps off. And the
fucking car goes over. It's
a little weird. That car falls literally 3 feet.
Yeah, right.
How did they not survive that?
Yeah.
Like, how did they not just be like, oh, let's get out of the fucking car? Because the car doesn't sink. Like, it kind of sinks, but it's still sticking out of the water. So it's not deep.
Well, it, like, flip. It does, like, a 180 and lands upside down. So I think the idea is that they got knocked unconscious or something.
Yeah.
In the flip.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know why, but I have the understanding that once a car plummets into water, that it's very, very difficult, almost impossible to get the doors open.
Yeah, because the water, the pressure is holding
the doors
closed.
Yeah.
So from
yeah,
inside,
right.
you can
inside.
Break a window.
But
this is back in the day, too,
when it was, like, winding.
Well, yeah, it was like a turn crank window
yeah,
and shit. Like, yeah, so they could have probably opened those windows.
Yeah. It was pre-electric windows, wasn't it?
It was fucking 88.
Maybe, but even if you did open the windows, there would still be a lot of pressure, because as soon as you did that, all the water would come in.
Oh,
the water
in.
Would come in, yeah. But
yeah.
either way, they die.
They die.
And
they,
it's this fucking dog's
but
fault.
They don't immediately hint at them being dead. Other than in the synopsis of the movie. But they show them, they get home, and they're soaking wet, and they're like, oh, I don't know what happened. I don't remember lighting the fire before we left. Like, they just fucking... It's supposed to, like, make us think maybe they're not dead, maybe they survived it, and they're just fucking dumb, and they don't know they're dead.
But, like, they walk into the house, and there's the fireplace is going. They don't stop and think... this is odd. We left the fire going the whole time we were gone? I don't remember that. Like,
yeah.
No, they just start warming their hands in front
yeah.
of the fire.
They're
yeah.
drying off and
their hands catch
around.
On fire.
Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they
fucking
right.
burst into flames. Their fingertips are lit like candles.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this isn't weird at all.
Yeah, they like walk by the fucking mirrors. They don't have a reflection because they're like...
Yeah, they're playing with little fucking horse toys and shit. Like, they don't have kids, but there's a fucking toy horse on the mantle. And they're fucking making to go by the mirror, and there's no reflection. And then they go up into the attic, because that's where I would go.
Yeah, right.
And they find the book for the recently deceased.
Yeah, Handbook for the Recently Deceased by the Handbook for the Recently Deceased Printing Company. Yeah.
What the fuck is
and
that?
And then they're like, she's like, I don't think we survived the crash.
Yeah, I think we're dead.
And so then...
And then they go to bed.
No, they start clean. She starts cleaning. She wants to clean the fucking attic.
They sit down and he's like, well, maybe we're in heaven. And she goes, oh, there wouldn't be so much dust if we were in heaven.
Yeah,
and
she's right.
Fucking dust hitting out of the couch. And then they see fucking douchebag real estate chick coming to look at the house. And they're yelling at her out the window. And they're like,
why can't she see us
or hear us?
Yeah, but that's another weird thing because douchebag real estate lady is standing outside the house in a black dress with somebody else.
I'm guessing it's her kid.
In front of the house, mourning it like as if it were their grave.
The house died.
But it's
yeah.
Their fucking house.
And then they leave.
Why?
She pulls up. They get out. They look, and then they leave.
And then they leave.
Yeah, it's
like that's creepy.
It's looking creepy. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but Beetlejuice is like back in Deathland reading the newspaper. He sees like
yeah,
the obituaries
like,
about
yeah,
the
like, oh, I'm just kind of bored. I gotta find something to do. And he looks at the obituaries, and it's not like a recently dead. It's a
welcome.
Please welcome Adam and Barbara. They're like excited that they're gonna be in there. And he's like, oh, look at these couple of stiffs. So they look like fun.
Yeah.
And he's gonna fucking. So he's gonna try to get them to hire him.
He's like, they look nice and stupid too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so then
the real estate lady puts a sold sign on her way off their property.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter,
the Deets are moving in, but it startles Adam and Barbara from sleeping. Like, Barbara's floating next to the bed and
how
Adam's
the fuck
on the bed.
They sleeping?
Why are they sleeping if they're ghosts? They're dead.
Yeah.
And but they get startled because the door whips open and this giant metal couch slams into the fucking stairs.
Oh yeah.
And then the Deets, we got Charles,
Delia
and Lydia. Which is weird that Delia and Lydia sound the same because Delia is her stepmom. Like that would sound like almost like they named the kid that together because it's like the mother's name. But it's her stepdaughter. It's not her real daughter. So it's just kind of weird how the names line up like that.
I don't know, but then these people are moving in, and you're like, wait a second, how much time has passed? Because there's people already moving
in
the house.
Yeah, they're moving in, they're moving the house. Also, these people have never been in this house.
Yeah, right.
They're walking around like, this room is pretty cool, oh, we should change the paint, and they have fucking Otho.
Yeah, Otho, who goes through, this fat dude who comes in through the window.
Yeah, he doesn't come through the door, he comes in through the window, and they fucking, he's got spray paint with him so they can walk around and write on the walls what color they're going to paint it, I guess.
And they're talking about shit that makes no sense. Like, him and Delia are like, ooh, it's like a giant ant farm. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, it's like a giant ant farm. And they're walking around like they've never been here before. Who buys a house without seeing it?
Yeah, right.
Like, they're just, and then fucking, they find the library. And Charles, that's the only room he wants to keep. He doesn't want them to change anything else in the house. Which is crazy because this house was fucking stupid after that.
Oh, yeah.
Because fucking artsy fucking bitch Delia gets to do whatever she wants.
Yeah, these artsy fucks are going around there painting, oh, we'll paint this mauve and we'll paint this whatever.
Yeah, and it's not just that. She paints mauve and he goes, oh, you read my mind. Oh. Did I? Like, like, it's fucking, I hate that. I hate the 80s stereotype artsy fartsy douchebags.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah, they're definitely a couple of cunts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Lydia's awesome. Lydia is, like, I don't know. I identify with Lydia, because she's going around the house, and she's looking at the cobwebs and shit, and she's like, I could live here. I'm like, that's how I feel all the time.
She sees the spiders and shit, and she's just like, yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
This house reeks of death. I can do this.
Yeah, she's very Burton-esque.
Yeah, she is a Tim Burton character, like, to a T. She's wearing all black, she's got a fucking veil on, like she's going to a funeral, and fucking, she loves it.
Yeah, and this is like Winona Ryder too when she was a teenager.
Right, this is before she started stealing shit and getting kicked out of movies.
Before her shoplifting days. Well, maybe, we don't know that.
Yeah, right.
She
should have
done it
then too. She probably just didn't get caught yet.
Yeah,
really. But this was like before she got hot, I find. You know, like she's
awkward.
She's in that teenage awkward age where she's like trying to find herself. She's got weird 80s bangs.
Oh, super fucking weird 80s bangs.
You know.
So then Adam and Barbara are following them around the house, and they're pretty much like, oh shit, what are we going to do? So they're trying to scare them.
They're getting all bent. They're like, well, we don't want our stuff to be gone. So yeah, they try to scare them by not doing anything well at all.
Yeah, right.
Like, what does Barbara do? Oh, she hangs herself in the closet. That's when Otho and what's-her-face, Delia, are walking around the house spray painting the walls and shit, and they open the closet door, and Barbara's hanging there, and she fucking tears her face off.
Yeah.
Which, to me, this very milquetoast-looking couple looks like, to scare someone, they would do what they do later with the fucking bedsheets.
Yeah, right.
But, like, hanging herself and ripping her face off is way out of character for what I think that she would do.
Yeah, sure.
And then they open the room to where the library is, and she's standing there with Adam's head, like, cut off his body, and she's holding
the
knife.
Yeah, she's got a bloody knife, and it's like...
But it's awesome.
It's badass looking, and it's fucking practical effects, which is the best. Love practical effects, and it looked great.
Yeah.
And you could tell that Tim Burton did the Pee-wee movie, because he did Pee-wee Herman...
Yeah, Pee-wee first.
Not Big Top, Big Adventure. Yeah. He did that first, and you can tell that the ripping of the face off, like all those kind of practical scary effects, is modeled pretty much after that fat trucker chick in Pee-wee's, who like screams and her eyes bug out of her head. It's like the creepiest, scariest fucking thing in the world for a Pee-wee Herman movie.
Yeah,
so like you can tell he carried that over, and then there's a lot of shit in this movie that he carried over to all his other movies, like all the stop motion stuff.
You watch his movies from
the soundtrack.
Next, you can see him developing his art as he goes through.
Oh yeah,
each movie.
Big time. And but they're not able to scare them. They can't figure out what the fuck's wrong.
Because Otho and fucking Delia can't see them.
They can't see them.
They're assholes.
Yeah, they're assholes, and they don't suspect anything, so they can't see them. So, Adam says that in the book he read, that if you draw a door on the wall, you can go into the waiting room of the dead.
Yeah, right.
And, he has to, you have to knock, there's a lot of three-time shit.
Yeah,
he's gonna
knock
three times, say
Beetlejuice
three times. Like, it's all weird.
When she's, like, unloading her, sculptures, they're like, there's supposed to be three.
Yeah, there's three. There's a lot of threes in this movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Three's a lucky number.
If you're dead.
I'm not dead. It's my lucky number.
So they go into the waiting room of the dead, where we now turn this movie into a straight up fucking cartoon.
Yeah, for real.
Every dead person in that waiting room is a cartoon character dead person. Guy gets run over by a car, flat with tire tracks on him. Fucking the guy that dies in a sleeping bag, there's a rattlesnake, his hair sticking straight up and shit, like he's scared. Who the fuck else is in there? There's that woman where she's cut in half. Her skin's blue and bright red hair.
Shrunken head guy.
A lot of the dead people that are sitting in there, they don't even look like they're real people when they were dead. It's kind of weird, because a lot of them look like aliens.
Yeah,
they're like fucking super bright colored
skin. Like the guy who died by choking on the chicken bone, his skin's like bright orange.
Yeah.
It's weird looking. And even the receptionist girl, she looks like a fairy almost. Like she's got.
She does.
And she's all like bright greenish blue with bright pink red hair. Like
yeah, they all look.
They're all super fucking cartoons. And then, like, the fucking Adam and Barbara just look normal. It's weird.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because all those people committed suicide. Maybe.
Well,
the people that worked
there
committed suicide. Not all the people in the waiting room committed suicide.
Right, because the front desk girl. She shows her wrists, and she says, if I had known then what I know now, I wouldn't have had my little accident.
Yeah.
And she shows her slit wrist, which is so fucking creepy, and I love it at the same time, because she looks like a fairy.
Yeah.
So I just love that. I'm morbid, but I thought it was cool. But apparently, so if you commit suicide in this world, then you become a civil servant.
Yes, you end up
work
in this building, like the people filing paperwork or swinging around on nooses.
Which Otho calls back later too. Like he mentions that.
He mentions it. Like he must have read it in the book.
Yeah. Well, he's like he's hip to that whole scene. You know. So.
He's dumb. I hate that character.
You hate that character.
I absolutely hate that character.
Well, they're waiting to meet their caseworker Juno anyway.
Juno, yeah.
And she tells them pretty much. What's going on with their lives and not to get a hold of Beetlejuice, but she also tells them how to get a hold of Beetlejuice if they need to get a hold of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, like, she's like, you know, don't get any help from him. You have to say his name 3 times, but don't do
it. Yeah, you gotta scare these people out of your house by yourselves, but don't say Beetlejuice. Don't say this guy's name 3 times.
Yeah. It's she's fucking laying it on.
And, she's cool. She's got a slit throat.
And yeah, she's smoking a cigarette. Bots, yeah.
And the smoke is coming out of
a slit in her throat. Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
Which I thought was weird because at first, because her collar for her costume, it comes up a little bit. And I'm like, I don't understand why she's wearing a collar like that if they really want people to see her neck. Because at first I couldn't see it. It was like hidden a little bit. But then we realized that that was probably like a prop to help make it look like that smoke was coming out of her neck.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, even in the practical effects.
Oh, yeah. And so, this movie won an Academy Award for makeup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which is, I think, the weirdest thing. You figure it'd be for, like, practical effects and shit like that. Like, makeup, I mean, it was really good makeup in it, but there's a lot of fucking cool effects.
That goes hand in hand, usually.
Yeah, right.
Effects is, it is makeup.
Yeah.
So, that's what makeup artists do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. But they go back, she warns them, too, that Beetlejuice has been, like, hanging out in their graveyard or in their cemetery or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, this is this guy. They saw a commercial of him earlier. And
yeah, like, he's dressed up like a fucking cowboy riding a plastic cow. He's like,
all dirty and shit, nasty looking.
He's like, come on down, bring the kids down here, chew on some dogs.
Yeah, chew on a dog, get on down here.
But she's their caseworker is so concerned for them to not call on Beetlejuice. And then they're like, well, all right, well, then how do we get a hold of you if we need you again? And she just fucking disappears.
Peace out.
You're so concerned. She disappears
in a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
Just peace out. Like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, they go back to the house and they try to, like, scare out the Dietzes by putting on some sheets.
Yeah, they put on sheets and they walk around. And they're not just saying boo or they're moaning to the point where Lydia thinks her parents are fucking.
Yeah, she thinks they're fucking.
Yeah,
oh,
and he's like, oh. And it's just like, and she's banging on the wall. She's like, I'm a kid for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but then she runs out with her camera
and takes a shit ton of pictures.
Takes a shit ton of pictures. She thinks it's them fucking doing some weird sexual
shit. She's like, if you're gonna do that stuff, why don't you do it in your own room? And she's taking pictures.
Click, click. I understand this kid takes pictures of everything, but if you think your fucking weird parents are tuning each other up, the last thing you want to do is capture that on film.
Right, because then you can look at it. Fuck that. But that's when she realizes that they're just wearing sheets, and she again thinks it's her parents at first, asking like, "Were you guys into some creepy stuff?" And she's like, "Wait a minute, there's no feet."
Yeah, there's no feet in the pictures. Yeah,
so Polaroid,
she could tell they're floating.
And then it's funny because she's like, "They're like, oh, you're not scared?" And she's like, "No, I'm not scared." And she's like, "Are you gross under there?
Yeah.
Are you Night of the Living Dead under there?"
And they're like, "What's Night of the Living Dead?"
And they fucking covered in pus.
Yeah. They pull the sheets off, and she's like, "Oh, you guys are just kind of normal looking, lame."
Yeah, total letdown. She was like amped up.
Yeah, she was like fucking like skeletons and like fucking muscles melting off and shit, and she was bummed out.
But she makes friends with him anyway.
Yeah. Well, of course, because she's a fucking super goth and into dead stuff, and she can see the ghost, of course she'll be friends.
Yeah.
Why not? Makes sense.
Makes for a better movie that way, too, you know?
Well, yeah.
So she pretty much tells them, you know, if you guys are trying to scare us, you're going to have to come up with a better gig.
You're doing terrible.
The sheets aren't working. Like, you're a fucking ghost, and you're using sheets. Like, so they go back up to the attic, and kind of desperate.
And this is the first time we get to see them and Beetlejuice interact.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Lydia's trying to convince the parents that there's ghosts in the house, but nobody believes her.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we gotta do something. We gotta fucking find something that'll scare these people out of here.
Yeah.
But and they got Beetlejuice.
Yeah, once they say we gotta maybe talk to Beetlejuice or whatever, they appear in the model of the town that Adam has built.
Yeah.
And they're at Beetlejuice's grave. And they're like, well, let's fucking dig him up. And it's all like foam and cardboard and shit. Like, I don't know why they couldn't just pick it up and lift it and shit, but I guess it works for the fucking movie. And they get down to his grave, and they look at it, and it's like, oh, it's, you know, it's got his name on it and shit. And she's like, should we knock? And then it's the whole fucking thing starts shaking and
it's
stuff.
A coffin.
And then he comes flying out of it and he's fucking flies towards them and shit.
Starts grabbing asses and kissing broads.
He's trying to fuck her. He's trying to fuck her. The whole thing, he's like humping up against her. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? And he's like, he's like, a good catch. He's like, oh, I want to meet some new friends. And he's fucking like grabbing her in the stomach and fucking lifting up her dress and shit.
You
like,
felt up by the ghost with the most.
Yeah. And he's wearing a, like a tour guide hat like he's a fucking cabbie. Yeah. He's his guide on the front of it and stuff. And he's trying to, like, sell his services to them.
Yeah.
While trying to be fucking friends with them at the same time. He's like, come on, this is a cool place. Do this.
But and they're also super creeped out from the time that he shot up out of
the
grave.
Yeah, they're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, he's, like, out of control. They're trying to run away. They're like, oh, dude, we made a bad decision.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. He's like, come on, let's do it. Say my name.
Like, he's so creepy. And then, after he scares the ever-living shit out of them, Adam asks him, basically, if he has the qualifications, like, and he's like, can you be scary? And I'm like, they just scared the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. And then this is the first super adult moment in this movie. She's like, can you be scary? And he turns around and he makes a fucking jerk-off motion. He's like, yeah, I can be scary. And that's when he turns back around again and fucking screams and his face turns into, like, snakes and shit. Like, we don't see that.
Yeah.
Which always pissed me off because we see everything else in this movie, practical effects, scary-wise, except for this one scene. It just shows the back of his head with, like, snakes coming
out
of it.
They actually shot that, too, where, like, I read in the trivia or whatever.
Yeah.
They shot that, and they spent a bunch of money on that effect, but they decided not to include it in the movie.
That's fucking dumb.
Because they figured that it was cooler leaving it to your imagination what he looked like with, like, just the snakes on the side.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Oh, it is cool, actually.
It adds a little bit to it.
Yeah, it adds a little bit to it. You know, it might have looked stupid, you know, like, you probably looked at it and you're like, ah, that's not real.
Right.
You know, so it kind of ruined it, but...
But, so he shows his qualifications, and they get all fucking super creeped out, they're ready to go. I think Barbara says, like, home, or back home, or something, and she fucking, that's when they appear back in the attic, and Beetlejuice is all fucking bent, and he's pissed, and he's like, come on, you're playing around, and he fucking kicks this tree at the top of his grave, and he's like, nice fucking model, and he grabs his dick and it makes a honk honk sound. Like, it's the only swear, well, he says shit later, but it's the only, like, big swear in this movie. I'm pretty sure this movie's, like, PG.
It was rated PG, I think I read. Yeah. So that was, like, fuck, and a PG movie's a big deal.
Right? And dick grabbing, and, like, later there's a whorehouse, and, like, this is not kid appropriate at all. And I'm thinking to myself, I watched this movie when I was a kid. I don't think I got all that, those little jokes and innuendos and shit.
I don't think I did,
like,
either, no.
And, but the, this is when,
the Dietzes are having a dinner party.
The Dietzes are having a dinner party, so Adam and Barbara try to fucking do some shenanigans.
Yeah, they're like, we're gonna go try again. Fuck that weird Beetlejuice guy with his ass-grabbing cock-honking shenanigans.
Right?
So they go down there. There's these weird, gross shrimp dishes in front
of everybody. Yeah, like, fucking Delia's all pumped that she's throwing a dinner party, and she wants everything to be perfect, and she made shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, and she's got, like, nervous laughter at everything that's going on.
And the fucking shrimp are fucking huge. Like, and they look gross as fuck. Like,
they look extra fucking gross.
After you see the scene, you know they're not real, but they look not real at fucking all, like, even before they're going to eat them.
It's a Tim Burton movie.
Oh, yeah.
To the max.
I'm pretty sure it was his second movie, too. Like, so he was still figuring shit out.
Yeah, it's like second big thing, yeah.
Yeah. And, so they're all at this fucking dinner party, and they're talking, and,
the Maitlands possess them.
Yeah, they fucking possess them by singing fucking, what the fuck, what's the name of the song?
Harry Belafonte's Banana Man song.
Yeah, it's the fucking Come Mr. Tallyman.
Dale.
Yeah, I like it.
Dale.
Dale, I'm coming, me wanna go home.
No, I'm dancing and everything, because this is the Maitland's way of, they think that if they possess them,
like,
to
this
do this
is gonna
that,
be scary.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
And they're fucking having a dance party.
They're like, lip sync.
They're coordinating them to, like, possessing them to shake their asses and stuff. And we were talking about how funny that must have been when they were, like, directing them to do that. Like, all right, guys, now turn around and shake your bum-bums,
but act like
someone's
holding them.
Do it again.
And then they fucking, they turn around and they sit down, and the shrimp turn into these giant arms with shrimp fingers, and they grab their faces and fucking slam them into the table. And then they're all fucking excited and happy. Like, this is a good time.
Oh my God, that was
this
like
is the best dinner party
riot.
Ever. This is a fucking riot. Terrible.
So they're like, oh, they're going to run away. They're going to run away. They're going to run away. They go knock on the door.
Yeah. They're like, we want to see these fucking ghosts. Get these ghosts back out here. We want to hire them for other dinner parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Maitlands are all bent out of shape because they're expecting all these people to have left the house running and screaming, but they didn't. They're all excited. So they get bent and they decide that, you know, they obviously don't want to come down because they don't want to be entertainment.
Right. And so they all leave the attic, and this is when Beetlejuice is like, I'll show them. And he fucking does his little snake trick, which he can't leave this model unless they say his name. But he can do shit in the real world. He can do that snake thing, and like, that's weird.
Did they?
Because they haven't called him yet to come out.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't actually come out till Lydia does it later.
Yeah, right.
So up until Lydia.
Well, didn't. But I thought that they said it. And then they just said Beetlejuice again three times to send him back after. Is that?
I don't know. It's
I don't know
weird.
If they called him to do the snake thing, though. Did they?
They didn't. No, nobody called him.
Because I know Barbara says Beetlejuice really fast to send him back after that snake thing. Because the snake comes down and looks at her and she's like, Beetlejuice, like wicked fast, and he goes back. But I don't remember them saying it to get him to do the snake thing.
No, they didn't.
He just decided on doing it.
It's not consistent because, remember, later I mentioned how it was weird that he's trying to get Lydia to call him to come out, too. It just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand. It's not consistent with, does he have to be called out to do stuff? Or
right, or can
other
he just
times
come out
he doesn't?
Or,
I don't
it's
know.
Weird.
It's
why
it's
the
strange.
Hell is he confined to the model anyway? Like,
yeah, like, what the fuck does the model have to do with anything?
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you gotta love a guy who thinks all his own jokes are fucking hilarious anyway.
Right, he laughs at everything.
He laughs at everything he says.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have a couple of laughs. Ah!
And the best part is it's Batman playing the Joker before he was Batman.
Yeah, right.
Like it's exactly like he's got green hair, he's laughing at his jokes, he fucking dances like a retard,
he looks
just like the Joker later on in Batman, but he's Batman.
Yeah.
Like
right.
It's crazy. But he does the snake thing and he like really scares them, and he really scares
Lydia. And she's bummed out because she thinks it's the Maitlands.
She thinks
that
exactly.
It's Adam and Barbara.
And like fucking Beetlejuice is dropping people off the balcony, fucking knocking Otho down the stairs and shit. And yeah,
fuck Otho.
Yeah, Otho's a fucking dickbag. Also, Otho is the thing that's repeated over and over in this fucking movie.
Yeah, they say Otho.
Everyone says Otho. And they say Otho multiple times in the same conversation.
Also, it's the dumbass name of this movie.
Yeah, it's a fucking stupid name.
It's worse than fucking Beetlejuice.
It's worse than Laddie from Lost Boys.
I don't know if it's worse than Laddie from Lost Boys. I don't know.
It's close.
It's close, yeah.
Laddie Otho. One name.
See, that's it. We can say it's as bad as.
Okay,
I won't say it's worse, but I'll say it's as bad.
What about Jareth?
I don't know. He made up for it with cock bulge.
Also, is it every 80s and early 90s movie where the guys have to have pants up to their tits?
Oh, man.
Because it's in every movie we watch. Fucking Charles Dietz had his pants up to his tits the whole time.
Dude, since we've been watching these movies for this podcast, I noticed that when I put my pants on, I've been trying to pull them up to my tits.
You know why?
But it doesn't work. I don't think pants are made that way
anymore.
No,
they're not. It hurts my sack, dude.
Right?
It makes your ass look great. Did you see how plump all their asses look?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
It goes right up their crest.
Yeah.
So after Lydia gets scared, is this when she's going to commit suicide?
Yeah, she's starting to write her suicide note with so many edits.
Yeah, she keeps fucking editing it. She's scribbling shit out. She's rewriting
I'm
it and shit.
I'm so alone.
Yeah. By the time you get this note, I will be gone.
She writes suicide letters the way I wrote poetry when I was 16.
Yeah, right, you know? I'm utterly alone.
Yeah.
And Beetlejuice is all bent again because he fucked everything up, so nobody wants his help now.
Yeah.
So he goes to a random whorehouse.
This is when Barbara sends him back to the table, he's all fucking pissed off at them, and she fucking picks him up to yell at him for being for hurting the people, and he fucking all these spikes come out of him, and he falls to the ground. He's like, ah, look at me. He's like feeling a little anxious, if you know what I mean. We're gonna go look. You go for a place. I let off some, you know, some steam. And he looks around, and the fucking red light goes, and his fucking hooker's on the top of the fucking building, and he's like,
space
oh.
Fucking
and she's like, why did you build that?
Yeah, she's like, Adam, why did you put that on the model? He's like, I didn't build that. Like, she didn't notice that
what
it just appeared. Like, she didn't notice that. And he's, so he's fucking going over to the whorehouse to spend some time with his fucking thorns sticking out of his fucking body. Yeah. And then we go back to when Lydia's up there to drop off a suicide note, and he's hanging out on top of the porch. Like, he's got fucking sunglasses on, and he's fucking tanning in his red light and shit.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
when she's going to drop off the suicide note for Adam and Barbara,
yeah,
I think. Which is
they
weird
left
she wouldn't
go
leave
back
her
to
parents.
The, like, afterlife waiting room.
Yeah, they're back in the waiting room waiting to talk
Judo.
To Judo again, because they can't seem to scare them away.
They don't know.
And she's all bent that they fucking used Beetlejuice.
Yeah, she's like, the whorehouse was my idea. Like, she put the whorehouse there.
Yeah.
And then she starts...
to distract them.
Ripping them a new asshole
yeah.
for all
and
the shit that they
dumb-ass football players are standing around like, hey, coach, where's the men's room, coach? Is it time to get in the game, coach?
She's like, I'm not your goddamn coach!
She's like, go away, it's the men's room. She's all fucking bent.
Smoking her butts through a throw ball.
Right? So fucking, Lydia sees Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, down here! And
yeah, he's got a major hard on for Lydia.
Oh yeah, that's what he said when he's the snake later, and he's holding fucking what earlier, and he's holding Charles upside down. He's like, "We're here for your daughter, Chuck." So you can tell he's fucking like hard up for fucking Lydia, which is gross because she's like 12 in this movie.
Yeah,
and he's a perverted adult.
Yeah, he wants to turn on the juice and see what lets loose.
Yeah, and fucking So he's talking to her from the balcony. He's like, look, I can help you out. I can get, you know, I can get rid of your parents and stuff, but you have to say my name 3 times. She's like, what's your name? He's like, I can't tell you. He's like, how about we play charades?
Yeah.
And he's fucking...
Afterlife charades.
Yeah. So he's fucking... He's like, look behind... And he's like, look behind you. But he's like turning and like pretending to tell her, because, you know, charades, you're not supposed to talk. He's like, God, just look behind you. And she turns around and there's a fucking beetle sitting in the chair. He's like, hey, how's it going? And
a beetle.
Yeah, so she guesses the first word, and then time for fucking dumbass to set in.
Yeah, she guesses beetle, right?
She guesses beetle, no problem. Giant bug. I would have said bug, cockroach, something.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
just beetle.
Yeah.
Knows it.
Beetle!
And then he fucking has a glass of Minute Maid orange juice or being poured from the fucking carton.
In midair.
And she's like, beetle breakfast. Beetle drink. Orange beetle. And he's just like, God damn it! Like, you fucking
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it says juice on the fucking thing. And so she finally guesses juice. And she's like, ah, beetle juice. He's like, that's twice.
Yeah.
And he's getting all fucking ready. She's like, I think I want to talk to Adam and Barbara first. And he's like, God damn it, no!
Then they show up, right? Like,
yeah, they show up. And like, what are you doing? She's like, I was going to get him to help. And she's like, no, we don't want him to help.
Don't fuck with that guy. Don't
yeah.
say his name. That
yeah,
guy's
a fucking clown.
He will
juice.
Grab your ass.
And this is when they show up with their super fucking over-the-top practical effects faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they fucking stretch out their noses and pop their eyes into their fingers and shit. Like, the fucking, the things in the labyrinth, the fucking finger eyes.
It's like the Mario Party thing. Remember the Mario Party game where you'd stretch Mario's face
out? Yeah,
you
stretch
out,
his
like,
face out to make it match
it.
The picture.
Yeah.
And for some reason, fucking Adam can't fix his face. Like,
he's stuck.
He's stuck in that fucking face. And when he finally gets it, he turns around and his nose is like fucking
he's
2 feet long. He's
got
a fucking
nose.
Dick nose going on. Like, fucking. So, they don't want her to call on Beetlejuice. And now it's time for the second dinner party.
Yeah, right, yeah.
When they're gonna do the fucking
yeah, that Max
seance.
Guy shows up. So
Max shows up, who's fucking white Lando.
Yeah.
He's fucking white chocolate. And he even has the mustache, and he fucking talks like he's, well, 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 what have we here?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's fucking
sounds
white.
Just like
sounds
Lando.
Just, I thought
just
it
like
was,
Billy Dee.
I thought it was Billy Dee until they zoomed in. I was like, oh, he's not black. That's not Billy Dee. And unless he did excellent white face.
Hey.
Just saying. And so they're going to do the seance, and they're like, we need something from the deceased. And they're looking around, and all the shit's gone. Suddenly, wedding dress and tuxedo. Why the fuck did they keep those?
Yeah, right. Couldn't
they
just have gone to the library and taken something out of the library anyway?
Right. They could have taken
the
or the
fucking
time,
right?
the models.
The whole freaking model.
Everything
that they brought
in the
downstairs.
Attic.
It's already downstairs because they were talking about it to this fucking white Billy D.
Yeah.
Before they did the seance, the model was there. And so they're like, we need something of theirs. And they fucking get the wedding dress and a tuxedo. They got rid of everything in this house. Fucking all the furniture, everything's gone. But they, for some reason, kept their fucking wedding clothes, which is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And
so they put them, they lay them out on the table, and Otho just starts saying all
just random
stupid.
Shit. He's like, goblin dicks and fucking witch's brew.
Death is promised.
Yeah, deadly nightshade and bugs and dirt.
Sandwich mother.
Yeah, like he's just saying random shit.
Nobody knows.
And then fucking the, he says something about the spirits to the real world or some shit. And Barbara appears in her wedding outfit and stands up and she's looking around and all of a sudden she turns super decayed.
Yeah,
like fucking raisins right out.
As it's filling, like the wedding dress is filling out with her form, like somebody's pumping it up.
It fills out and then she fucking turns into a raisin instantly, fucking super fucking decayed.
Yeah, she starts to wither before their eyes.
And so then they fucking, Otho starts saying stupid fucking shit again and then Adam appears in his fucking tux. And fucking Lydia's all bent. She's like, no, this can't happen, this can't happen.
This is wrong.
Fuck
this
it.
Is apparently really bad for them, because they're like...
Yeah, because now they're like...
into the real world.
And so it's like they're going to die now, and they're going to be gone. Like, right. The ghosts aren't going to be here anymore. And so she goes over the table, and fucking Beetlejuice is sitting there on a fucking tombstone wearing his fucking referee outfit. Like, he's ready. This is the Beetlejuice outfit fucking... This is his hero costume.
Yeah, this is the one.
And fucking Lydia's like, we have to help them. And he's like, look. He's like, I want to come out there. You want me to come out there? You want me to help you out? He's like, look, we do each other a favor. He's like, you call me out of there, we got to get hitched. That way I can stay out there. He's like, you know, I need my green card. Yeah, essentially, he's like, we'll do each other a little favor. So you just say my name, we'll get out there, we'll get married, everyone will be happy. And so she's like, fine, just help them. And he's like, all right. And he fucking like puffs up his suit. He's fucking ready. And she's like, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And he's like, all right. And he fucking turns into a merry-go-round.
Like, fucking umbrella on the top, and he, like, rises up. And I noticed, this is the first time I actually noticed this, and I've seen the movie 100 times. The top of the umbrella on his head looks just like Jack Skellington.
Oh, yeah, and it's fucking crazy, because that whole merry-go-round thing reminds me of the Penguin from Batman Returns, like all the stripes and the fucking umbrella type thing,
wings.
And there's bat wings on his head.
Wings
like
out of his neck.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And he's like, step right up, and his fucking arms stretch out, and it turned into that hammer game. And fucking everyone's like, oh, this is good.
It's
like a fucking party.
Test your might.
Yeah, test your might. And he fucking smashes him through the ceiling. Gone.
Yeah, sends the guests through the ceiling.
Yeah, and they're like, fuck, this isn't good. Yeah. And then he fucking jumps out in regular Beetlejuice form.
How does he scare Otho away? He puts him in a fucking leisure suit.
Yeah, puts him in a leisure suit. He's like, we're gonna get you out of these fancy clothes and put you in something gross. So Otho runs away, and we got Lydia and her parents. And they're hugging, and they're all freaked out and stuff, and he's like, Mom, Dad. And he gives them a big hug and shit like that, and because he's gonna marry Lydia now.
Yeah. He calls the alien reverend.
He fucking walks around. He's like, all right, we figured it all out. He's like, I got them gone. What time is it? He's combing his hair. He's like, let's do this. He's like, gotta get hitched. Turns around in a fucking purple, maroonish fucking tuxedo.
Yeah.
And Lydia's in a red wedding dress. And
fucking ugly, poofy, red, all full of, like, layers and layers of red tulle.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
She looks like a red tulle.
Right?
No, she looked ridiculous in that thing.
So he's like, honey. And she fucking, like, goes over to him. He's like, oh, we need witnesses. And then
the sculptures come alive
and, like, stop motion their way over there and fucking tie down the mom and the dad. And he changes the fireplace to look like a big archway. And then, the little alien preacher comes out.
Yeah. Which, that's another one of those things, the weird alien-looking guys. Like, it's not like just a regular dead guy. You could have just had, like, a zombie guy. Why is he an alien?
Yeah, he's a little short midget alien.
I'm telling you, Tim Burton has something about aliens. Like,
oh, yeah, I saw Mars Attacks, which could be on this show at some point.
Yeah.
Mars
Attacks. Did you notice
rocks.
That, like, there was one scene where they were in Juno's office, and there was, like, something going on through the blinds. It was like a bunch of people were seated in a theater looking through to see. There was a red and a green skeleton seated there.
Which is
the same,
why
the same ones from Mars Attacks.
Yeah, I say that's what happens when they fucking zap them. They turn into those skeletons and
yeah,
shit.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was cool. I read that too, that those were like the same props that he uses in Mars Attacks.
Yeah, that's
fucking
cool. It's cool shit. Like, yeah.
All of
Tim Burton's awesome.
All of his ideas, like you can see early on, some of his first stuff was like inspiration that he would use
for
another
later
movie.
On.
And
yeah,
it's
right.
So obvious, which is cool.
And you can tell that the soundtrack is the same in all of his movies.
Danny Elfman.
Yeah,
everything.
Danny Elfman makes everything awesome, but literally, you could just close your eyes and you could be like, this is Edward Scissorhands. Nope, it's Beetlejuice. Nope,
yeah.
It's Nightmare for Christmas. Like, it just all
yeah, no,
kind of sounds like the same. It's like he wrote 30 songs. And then, like, 5 songs over here, 2 songs over there, like...
So, for this movie, you've got the Harry Belafonte soundtrack and the Danny Elfman score.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell does that go
it
together?
It doesn't mesh,
you know?
Very well. It doesn't meld together. So, wedding. The preacher's like, do you, Beetle? He's like, I don't say my name! He's all fucking, like, freaking out and shit. And, so he's like, do you take Lydia to be your wife? And he turns around and he's like, oh, God, I don't know. It's so fast. We don't know. We're kind of young. We don't know each other. He's like, ah, yes.
I said I was only going to do this once.
If I was going to do it, I was going to do it once. And he turns around, fucking goes, he's like, yes, I'll do it.
And then she tries to say Beetlejuice's name again because she doesn't want to marry him. So she wants to send him back because, obviously...
If she sends him back, they don't have to worry about anything. Everything
gets
reset.
And saying his name 3 times sends him back. Yeah. So she starts to say it. He covers up her mouth. And he does that trick that he does
her voice, and he's like, I, Lydia Dietz, take him to be my husband.
Yes, I love that man of mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it says, I'm of sound mind, and stuff like that. Yeah. And meanwhile, Adam and Barbara corpses are trying to crawl over there to say Beetlejuice, and fucking Adam's, like, jaw falls off. And, when he, like, they're, like, forming back into themselves. Like, now
yeah, right.
The
seance is over. They're, like, starting to regain their regular ghost.
Yeah, and so by the time Adam is almost himself again, he sends him to the fucking model.
Yeah.
And, fucking Barbara comes over, and she's like, Beetlejuice! And he fucking goes, oh! And he points out
on
his zipper, goes on her face. She unzips it, says Beetlejuice again. And he fucking winds up a pitch, fucking throws a metal plate at her face, and it, like, bolts through her face.
Yeah.
And she can't say
shit.
She
can't get that off.
And then he fucking sends her to Sandworm World.
Yeah,
on
Saturn.
Fucking Saturn.
Was,
yeah,
yeah,
we're sending
it
to space. Right. Apparently, ghosts go to... You can haunt where you live, you can go to the waiting room of the undead, and you can go to Saturn.
Yeah. Like, if you try to leave the place that you're supposed to haunt, you're gonna end up over
yeah.
there where
yeah, you end up in
sandworms.
Saturn. It's fucking weird.
And what's with the sandworms, anyway?
They rock.
Yeah,
they are the most fucking Tim Burton thing in the fucking world.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, they're just black and white fucking striped snake, and their head opens up like the fucking alien. Like, another fucking head comes out of their fucking mouth.
Yeah, they get a head in the head.
Yeah. A lot of head.
Yeah. Just the way I like it.
Yes. And, so, she's in a fucking sandworm world, and Adam gets one of the toy model cars to drive, and he fucking drives off the model into Beetlejuice's foot right before the little alien dude says that they're fucking husband and wife.
And it catches on fire.
Catches on fire, he screams, and Barbara on Sandworm fucking busts through the ceiling. And
she rides
eats
a Sandworm.
And eats Beetlejuice and goes through the floor.
That's some motherfucking Dune the Spice style shit,
right?
Too. Like.
And then all of a sudden, happy ending. Like, it just changes over,
yeah.
And now we're at fucking Miss Sharon's school for girls, and Lydia's coming out, and she looks straight up
no
like the fucking
super
cartoon
goth.
Character.
She doesn't
want to
fucking kill herself anymore.
Yeah, and it's straight up fucking, you can tell the cartoon was written and drawn after this, like, end scene of the movie, because all the characters now look like the fucking cartoon version. Even the parents look like the cartoon versions.
Yeah.
And, so she goes home, and the fucking ghosts are there, and she's telling them about her fucking science tests and her math tests, like her fucking parents.
Yeah,
the
right.
Ghosts
everything's
live with
fucking
them.
Hunky-dory now.
Yeah,
all
the ghosts
chums.
Live with them, and she's like, come on, let me do it. And he's like, well, you did get a C in science. He's like, come on. And so they fucking play fucking...
Harry Belafonte music
again, and she's fucking floating in the sky.
Like, her reward is getting possessed and dancing all dumb.
Yeah, and fucking Mr. Dietz.
Yeah,
Mr. Dietz is reading... He's reading Living with the Undead or something like that.
Yeah.
And fucking...
Where the fuck did you get that book?
The Living and the Dead.
Yeah, and then Delia made a fucking model of Beetlejuice's fucking snake face and fucking scares the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And they're all dancing, and then we see the fucking waiting room of the dead again. And Beetlejuice is there. And there's a woman in it from the beginning who's cut in half at the waist. Like, she was probably a magician's helper. Like, she was all dressed up fancy. Like, that's probably what she probably died from, that sword cutting thing. And fucking her legs are on one side and the upper half's on the other side. So fucking Beetlejuice is like stroking her fucking thigh.
Trying to play some grab ass.
Trying to play some grab ass, and he fucking starts lifting up her skirt, and the other half of her fucking smacks him. He's like, I didn't see that. Whoops. And so he fucking moves, and he sits in between shrunken head dude and fucking witch doctor dude.
Yeah.
And he's looking around, and he looks at his number, and it's like fucking 4 billion.
Almost 1 billion,
yeah.
Yeah,
and he looks up at the counter, and it's up to number 3.
Now serving number 3.
Yeah, so, and he looks over the witch doctor's number, and he's got the number 4. And he's like, hey, I like what you do with the shrunken head over there. Oh, look over there, it's Elvis, it's the king.
Tries
and
to trick him, yeah.
Fucking takes the 4 out of his fingers and just throws the other number at him like the guy's not going to notice.
Yeah, he won't notice.
He won't notice this at all. And dude is like, oh. Looks like my number's next, which is good, because I gotta do a shoot for GQ this weekend. They've been calling me all weekend. And the fucking shrunken head guy shrinks Beetlejuice's head, and he's like, hey, 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 hey! And his fucking head, his voice gets all super fucking high
super
pitched.
Small.
And
this is a good look for me.
Yeah, it's a good look. Maybe this will work out for me. And then we go back to fucking Lydia's dancing, and she's floating in the sky, and the fucking football players are on the on the stairs.
Yeah,
and they're dancing.
Why the football players,
and the football players are like see through. They're like opaque ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is weird because the other ghosts aren't see through.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. And
none of it makes any fucking sense, man.
That's
whatever.
Where the movie ends. Like, that's the end of it. That's
roll
how it
credits.
Ends. Roll credits. I always wanted to know what the sequel was going, because they had a script for a sequel. You know, this was come out in 92, and it was Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. It was the name of the movie. And then they canned the idea because Tim Burton and Michael Keaton didn't want to ruin the legacy that this Beetlejuice movie made. Although now they are actually making a Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, they announced it like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually making one now.
But I haven't really heard anything about it. Like, I heard that they are going to make another one, and that's it.
And Michael Keaton and Tim Burton are both connected to it.
Yeah, I read that Michael Keaton said that this was his favorite movie that he ever did.
Well, it looks like it was the most fucking fun. I mean, it looks like more fun than Multiplicity and Mr. Mom. I mean, Batman was fun, but his character is... Batman's very stoic.
Yeah. And he got to ad-lib a bunch of shit, too.
He got the fucking ad-lib, he's dancing around, he's fucking going to horror houses. Like, this sounds like a fucking awesome job.
Yeah.
Like,
that
must have been, like, the best fucking role to play. Like, because the rest of his shit, like... After Batman, I honestly can't really name a Michael Keaton movie anyway. Other than Multiplicity might have been after Batman. He was in the new RoboCop movie. He was the bad guy.
That Birdman movie looks boss.
I want to fucking see Birdman. Yeah, Birdman I think that movie was written after him being Batman.
Yeah, right.
Because it's him coming to grips with him playing a superhero when he was younger. I want to fucking see that movie.
But even in this movie, though, he says it's his favorite one. Like, he was only in the movie 17 and a half minutes out of fucking, 92 minutes. Yeah. He's only in it for like a short... You know, like 1/6 of the movie has him in it.
Yeah, he's
like
the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
Right.
Clown
Except
shoes.
Not boring.
Not boring as fuck.
Because fuck that.
So, came out in 88, 2015. Does it still hold up?
I think some of it holds up. But like, we watched it as a group. Like, I don't think I could sit there by myself and watch it through again.
Nah.
But... It's got the nostalgia that probably I could.
I could. The practical effects will always hold up for me because I love practical effects. I don't care what fucking year it is.
Yeah.
Everything around them is super fucking dated. Like, the town,
the
clothes, like, everything is super. You can tell this is 80s. Big time. But the practical effects hold up because I fucking love that shit. That shit looks wicked cool. So, I think...
Yeah, it just adds a texture that you don't see anymore, you know? You don't see that.
Yeah, because everything's CG now. Except for, like, people like Guillermo del Toro does a lot of practical effects in the Hellboy movies, and Pan's Labyrinth was a lot of practical effects. So some people still do it.
Right.
But not as much anymore. Which sucks, because that's, like, I like that better than CG.
Yeah, it adds a quality to it that you can't really replicate.
Yeah. Do you think it held up? I know
it's,
like, your favorite movie.
Think it does.
That's why she's a
favorites.
Guest. The guest thing, the guests get to pick their favorite movie, and they come on the show. And yes, she has a beard.
She has a beard drawn on.
She drew a beard on. We will put a picture on Facebook so you guys can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. The beard is so manly right now.
The beard
now.
Is sweet.
What about the beard count?
Beard count sucks.
Yeah.
Again.
There's a reason that it's Beetlejuice and not Beardlejuice.
Right?
You know, because...
There's two facial hair instances in this movie. We have white Billy Dee Williams literally has a mustache just like Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
And then Beetlejuice kind of has some, like, big chops, beard-looking thing made of moss.
Yeah, like moss chops. Hair. Yeah, he's got moss chops.
It's like moss, and if you look close, he's a little stubbly, too. He's got some stubble going on, but yeah, like, he's decaying on the sides of his face, and it makes, like, a beard kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He makes up for not having a beard with all that fucking ass-grabbery, though.
What is ass-grabbery, his crazy hair, his jokes.
Wildly
crazy. So I'm going to give the movie 3.5 beards out of
That's
5.
That's exactly what I was going to give. Because yeah,
I like the practical effects. The story's cool as shit. I love Tim Burton, but it's super fucking dated. My favorite parts are the Beetlejuice parts, and if, you know, there's only 17 minutes of Beetlejuice parts, the rest of it's kind of boring. Like, it's cool that
it's good
learning.
To watch with people, you know, it's a fucking laugh.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's also really good to watch if you haven't seen it in a while.
Right, yeah, if you haven't seen it in a long time,
like,
it's cool
that's
to jump back into it.
When I enjoyed watching it by myself.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
For sure.
Like a nostalgia factor to it and stuff.
I give it 4 out of 5 beards.
Like, if you have never seen this movie before, like, you have to see it.
You have to
You have to at least watch it one time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
But beyond that, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm glad we watched it.
Right. So, that's it. Do we have a movie for next week, or are we going to put that on Facebook later? Or?
I think we're going to put it on Facebook later.
Yes. Keep track. We're using Facebook a lot to keep in touch with everyone, so if you want to suggest movies to us, you know, there's all the shit that I fucking pre-recorded at the end of the show, because, again, I don't want to fucking say it. But we're going to put updates on Facebook. Like, this show's late. I posted this morning that it was going to be late. Like, follow the Facebook page. If we don't know the movie when we record the show, we'll put it on Facebook and be like, hey, this is the next movie we're going to do. That way you can watch it before we do the show. And I think that's it.
Yeah, and don't forget to go like us on and leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, on iTunes.
Because that helps us get new listeners.
Yeah,
you know?
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave 5-star reviews. If you get enough of them, they put you in the new noteworthy section on iTunes. So, like, right when people turn on iTunes and go to podcasts, it'll be right there, and they're like, what's this? And they'll go check it out, and they'll see the reviews, and we'll get more listeners.
Yeah, just so you know, no dogs were harmed during the recording of this podcast.
No dogs.
Or
even,
cats.
Even though I would run the fucking thing right
yeah,
over.
Yeah,
me?
Hated,
me or the dog? That dog's
cover
dying.
Up for that dog hearing we had earlier.
Me or the dog? The dog's dying.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm your host, Ricky Piven. With my co-host,
Shane Reich, and our guest host,
Rena Faye London.
Watch some fucking movies, grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
You want to say bye? I can edit all this out. Say see you later.
Peace.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.